Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, October 22nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Latest polls show Trump and Biden tied in a 2024 rematch, should it happen. More schools cancel Halloween because of woke stuff. A new report ranks the best places to live in America. The country braces for turkey shortages this Thanksgiving. Also ahead, update listeners, sound off. But first, a new survey from Grinnell College shows Donald Trump and Joe Biden tied should the two face off again in 2024. If the election were held today, 40% say they'd vote for Biden, 40% Trump. The rest remain undecided. Donald Trump leaves Joe Biden by 18 points among independents, and that's crucial. Another poll from Quinnipiac University has Mr. Biden's approval rating at just 37%. Elementary schools in Washington State, Michigan, Massachusetts canceling Halloween celebrations because the day, quote, marginalizes students of color who do not celebrate the holiday of Halloween, which is not really a holiday, it's a tradition. According to a memo sent to parents by some schools, buying costumes can be a hardship for low-income families. Administrators also claim loud noises may frighten some of the urchins. Now, my folks didn't have a lot of money. We weren't buying glitzy Halloween costumes for my sister and myself. We made our own costumes, and it was fun. And skin color had nothing to do with Halloween back then. Nothing. Money Magazine, ranking the best cities in the country in which to live. Top five, Austin, Texas, Madison, Wisconsin, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Sarasota, Florida. Number one, Denver, Colorado. I have been to all five of those places. Madison, a little liberal for me. The others are great. I lived in Denver for 2 years, fabulous place, but it's getting woke. You guys in Colorado got to watch that. The country preparing for a turkey shortage this holiday season. Farmers warning supply chain problems are already decreasing production. Some Americans are buying the birds early, keeping them in the freezer. Cost of poultry in America up 12% compared to last year. Other hard-to-find items this Thanksgiving, corn, cranberries, pumpkin pie. In a moment, listeners have their say. Right back with it. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Tanya in South Bend, Indiana. Bill, thank you for stating that Donald Trump did not fire Fauci for political reasons. There was never a doubt in my mind. It was true. Thanks for confirming it. So if you heard my interview with Donald Trump earlier this week, I asked him why he didn't fire Fauci and General Milley. And Mr. Trump didn't really have a very precise answer on that, but I know why. Because in the middle of the COVID hysteria, Anthony Fauci became the face of the science. Remember that? We have to follow the science. And he was all over the corrupt corporate media. Now, for Donald Trump to fire him in the middle of all that would have led to huge political consequences. So that's why he did not. Eric, Cheshire, Connecticut. The proximity of Donald Trump's statement about the late Colin Powell, who just passed, was at best in very poor taste. These type of statements drive away millions of voters. I don't disagree. My analysis was I would not have issued a statement like that right after General Powell died. Colin Powell was a great patriot. Now, there was bad blood between Trump and Powell because Colin Powell was a Bush family friend. And as we all know, Donald Trump took apart Jeb Bush in the 2016 primary. That's where all that started. But President Trump should have been more gracious, in my opinion. Bob, Pasadena, California. Whether they call it ballot bundling, ballot curing, or ballot harvesting, it's all the same thing. This practice has been going on in California for some time and turned Orange County from red to blue almost overnight. So let me define this for everybody, what Bob is talking about. So I wrote a column entitled The Steal. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. And it's about Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, donating $430 million to two nonprofit political organizations, which are really progressive organizations. That money went to hire vote navigators to make sure that mail-in ballots in certain areas went to Joe Biden. So read the column. You'll find it very illuminating. It's legal, but you cannot do anything like that at polling places. You cannot electioneer at places where you go to vote. That's a crime. But mail-in votes, you can do whatever you want. And that's a scandal. Arthur, Guilford, New Hampshire. Bill, I'm embarrassed to say I am guilty of using many of the awful cliches you mentioned. I have to start thinking outside the box. Arthur, there you go. Cliches are taking over the country. It is what it is. Shoot me. Oh. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com. You'll love it there. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It's been a rough few years for the National Football League since former quarterback Colin Kaepernick began protesting the national anthem in 2016. TV viewership is down 10%, stadium attendance dropping 5%. But one star continues to do very, very well, Tom Brady. The quarterback may be the most disciplined athlete to ever play a sport. The man simply wills himself to be an MVP. Here's a brief bio on Brady. The 44-year-old was born in 1977, played football for the University of Michigan before being drafted by the New England Patriots in the sixth round. Brady has won 7 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowl MVP awards, the most ever by a player. He's the only quarterback to pass 200 regular season wins. Now, all of those victories did not come easily. Brady has the strictest exercise routine in football. He starts his regimen at 5 a.m., beginning with a 40-minute deep force workout followed by an hour of drills. Then he spends 30 minutes on brain exercises. The quarterback focuses on his eyes. Specialists have deployed new techniques to help improve his eye-hand coordination. Throughout the entire day, Brady exercises 9 times, working on different parts of his body. All of this effort requires a tremendous amount of calories. But Tom Brady only consumes organic and locally grown food. He avoids sugars, sweeteners, trans fats, caffeine, MSG, alcohol, salt, dairy, tomatoes, oil, and gluten. Well, that doesn't leave very much on the plate. Brady typically eats high-protein meats and brown rice. To stay hydrated, he drinks half his body weight in water a day. That's 115 pounds of H2O. And here's something else you might not know. Tom Brady has no intention of slowing down. After another record-setting game this season, he told reporters he plans on playing football till he's 50. His $75 million contract with the Tampa Bay Bucks ends this year. But I have a prediction. Tom Brady will never be fat. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.